Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to another refreshing time on the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so grateful that you've joined me today, wherever you're listening from. Maybe you're getting ready for work, driving, preparing your family for the day, or simply taking a quiet moment with God. I pray that today's devotional will strengthen your heart and remind you that God never calls you into an assignment without supplying the grace to fulfill it. Our topic today is Grace for Difficult Assignments. And our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." I remember reading the story of Ernest Shackleton, the famous Antarctic explorer. During his Imperial Transantarctic expedition, his ship, Endurance, became trapped and crushed by ice in Antarctica. For months, Shackleton and his crew endured freezing temperatures, uncertainty, hunger, and isolation. Yet through it all, he carried the responsibility of keeping his men alive and hopeful. One writer noted that Shackleton constantly encouraged his team, shared food equally, and refused to give in to despair even when conditions became unbearable. Against impossible odds, every member of that expedition survived. What kept him going? It wasn't merely physical strength. It was resilience, inner resolve, and the determination to carry the assignment despite overwhelming difficulty. And as believers, we know there's something greater than human resilience. There is the grace of God. Can I ask you a question this morning? What assignment have you been tempted to abandon because it feels too heavy? That ministry, that dream, that marriage, that calling, or that responsibility? The Lord sent me to remind you today, you are not carrying it alone. The Bible says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee." Did you hear that? God did not say you would never feel weak. He said he would strengthen you. Some of us think grace means life becomes easy. No, grace means God gives supernatural ability in difficult moments. Moses felt inadequate. Jeremiah felt too young. Gideon felt insignificant. Esther was afraid. Paul battled weakness. Yet God used every one of them powerfully. Because divine assignments are never accomplished by human strength alone. Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." Friend, the assignment on your life may be difficult, but the grace upon your life is greater. Maybe you're listening today and you feel exhausted emotionally. You've been strong for everyone else, but secretly you are tired. I want to encourage you. God sees your silent sacrifices. He sees the tears nobody knows about. He sees the pressure. He sees the responsibility you carry daily. And this morning, fresh grace is coming upon your life in Jesus' name. I declare over someone listening right now, you will not collapse under pressure. You will not fail in your assignment. You will not give up halfway. The grace of God will sustain you emotionally, spiritually, financially, and mentally in Jesus' name. Sometimes the reason the assignment is difficult is because the impact will be great. Think about Jesus in Gethsemane. The assignment of the cross was painful, yet heaven strengthened him for it. Luke 22 verse 43 says, "And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him." That means heaven responds when earthly assignments become heavy. So if you've been feeling overwhelmed, don't run away from God, run toward him. Can I ask another question? Have you been depending more on your own strength than on God's grace? Because many times, exhaustion comes when we try to carry what only grace can sustain. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There is rest in His presence. There is strength in prayer. There is grace in surrender. Today, stop speaking defeat over your assignment. Stop saying, "I can't do this." Instead, begin to declare, "God's grace is sufficient for me." And for somebody listening, this is your confirmation. The fact that the assignment is difficult does not mean God has abandoned you. In fact, sometimes difficulty is proof that what you carry is valuable. Time for reflection. What difficult assignment has God placed in your hands, and how can you intentionally depend more on His grace instead of your own strength? Actions for the day. Today, spend time praying specifically about the area where you feel weak or overwhelmed. Don't hide your struggle from God. Invite His grace into that situation and take one bold step forward instead of retreating in fear. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this with me boldly. Today, I receive grace for every assignment God has entrusted to me. I will not be overwhelmed, discouraged, or defeated. God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. I have wisdom, endurance, courage, and divine help. I will finish strong, fulfill my purpose, and walk in victory. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for your sufficient grace. Today, I pray for every listener under the sound of my voice. Strengthen the weak, encourage the discouraged, and renew those who are weary. Let fresh grace rest upon every difficult assignment they are carrying. Give them wisdom, endurance, peace, and supernatural help. May they not give up or lose heart. Let doors open, burdens become lighter, and testimonies arise from difficult seasons. We commit this day into your hands, and we declare that today will be productive, peaceful, and victorious. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's devotional on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, encouraged you, or spoke to your heart, please share it with someone who may need strength for their season right now. Remember, God never gives an assignment without supplying the grace for it. Go into your day strengthened, empowered, and confident in Him. Stay blessed and keep winning every day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.